Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program, visiting with Dr. Christopher Pudenz, who's an Iowa Farm Bureau economist. And the Farm Bureau recently released its 2023 Thanksgiving survey, the actual cost of what it will be to put down that all that good food on the dinner table here this first holiday and the impact that it has. Dr. Pudenz, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Of course, Jim. I'm really excited to be on today to talk about the survey.
Yeah, let's get right to it. The Thanksgiving meal, the average cost for 10 is how you calculate all that, and I'll let you get into all the nuts and bolts of it, but it looks like it's actually a little less expensive this year than last.
That is absolutely the case. So here in 2023, we saw a 4.5% decrease from the overall price in 2022, with the overall dollar amount coming out to $61.17, or just over $6 per person. And just a little bit of context, the American Farm Bureau Thanksgiving Dinner Cost Survey has been going on for 38 years now. So this is the 38th annual survey. And we ask volunteer shoppers to collect prices on 11 common Thanksgiving dinner items. So we ask them to do that from November 1 through 6 to make sure that it's relevant for folks who are doing their Thanksgiving shopping. And like I said, we saw a 4.5% decrease in those items from 23 compared to 2022.
Sure. The items that you choose, that's the same year after year, correct?
For the most part, yeah. There's sort of a core survey that they do, and there are 11 items. There's a 16-pound turkey. There's pumpkin pie mix. Everybody loves a good pumpkin pie. There's a gallon of milk in there. There's vegetables in there, dinner rolls, pie crusts, a pound of green peas, some fresh cranberries for folks who like cranberry sauce, some whipping cream, sweet potatoes, and cube stuffing.
Okay. So, a lot of common things.
Same 11 items year after year. Yeah,
you bet. Exactly. Yeah, all the things that smell so good sitting on the table that we can't wait for here in a few days.
I'm getting hungry here
I know.
Talking about it.
Exactly, just talking about it. I guess it's always good news to see that the price goes down a little bit. We like to see that. But last year was kind of a significant increase from 2021 to 2022. So even though we've seen a bit of a price decrease from last year, in the last few years, comparatively, the price has gone up.
Yeah, that's true. The price jumped more than $10 from 2021 to 2022. And a lot of that had to do with highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, as some people sometimes call it. As folks out there might be aware, we had a really nasty series of HPAI outbreaks in our domestic turkey and chicken and layer flocks here in the United States in 2022. And that caused turkey prices to really spike there last year. We have had some high path cases here in 2023. They've been more recent, though. And kind of how the turkey production for Thanksgiving works is they raise the turkeys and then they put them in cold storage for a little bit. So the turkeys that we'll be eating here in just a little bit, Thanksgiving meals, they might have been in cold storage for a little bit of time. So the recent HPAI cases won't really probably impact turkey prices this year, and that was reflected in this year's survey, where last year we saw a spike in turkey prices that impacted that 2022 survey. Here in 2023, the turkey, which makes up 45% of the meal cost, actually decreased in prices as well. So
sure.
That was kind of what pulled the overall price down.
Is it safe to say that because the turkey is the focal point and the largest item, that tends to kind of drive where the price goes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, the turkey ended up being 45% of the overall meal cost this year. I want to say that historically it's been between 40 and 45%, depending on the relative prices of the different items.
Okay, very good. Well, when you compare, as far as, we always talk about living in the Midwest, we have these benefits. Like, for example, we're closer to the food that's produced a lot of times. We get a lot more local when it comes to our food consumption. But when we take a look at some of the numbers by region, it looks like we benefit financially a little bit here in the Midwest as opposed to other parts of the country.
Yeah, we are definitely experiencing you know, that good old Midwest cost of living here. In the Thanksgiving and dinner cost survey, we see that the Midwest had the lowest cost for the meal. You know, that helps people out when they go to buy for their family gatherings this fall. So, and you know, you mentioned being close to production areas. Iowa ranks seventh in U.S. turkey production. We raise about 12 million birds annually. Our neighbors to the north, actually, Minnesota, they are number one in the country, and they raise more than 40 million turkeys a year. So that definitely ends up benefiting us when something like turkey does drive the cost of a Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, and that's just comparing around the country. When you compare around the world, I think most folks know that we tend to be the breadbasket of the world, and we also benefit there as well. There are a lot of places where food is not nearly as affordable.
That is absolutely the case. The U.S. accounts for 50% of global turkey production, and you know, obviously that makes sense because turkeys are native to North America after all.
Christopher, can you talk a little bit about the impact? We know the impact on our table, the impact in our family budgets when it comes time to pick up those items for Thanksgiving. What about the impact on the other side, on the farm?
Yeah, the thing that's worth keeping in mind with surveys like this is that there are a lot of segments of the food supply chain anywhere, but especially in a developed economy like the United States, you have, you know, something that the USDA publishes. They call it the farmer share of the food dollar. And according to the USDA, farmers on average receive less than 15 cents per each dollar that consumers spend on food at the grocery store or at a restaurant. And this 15 cents per dollar is the lowest USDA series, which dates back to 1993. So USDA actually just re-released their data for 2022 yesterday, so we have the benefit of having fresh data. And that, you know, average farmer share did dip below 15 cents per dollar. The remaining, you know, 85-86% goes to those other parts of the supply chain. And energy is part of food production. Packaging, you know, what exactly does your food come in? Transportation to get food from one part of the country to another. You know, advertising accounts for 3.4 cents per food dollar. The actual processing of the food, taking it from the raw ingredient, you know, to what ends up sitting in that grocery store shelf, that's 14.4 cents about in 2022. And then there's a category called food services, so think restaurants, right? So this would be food away from home. That accounted for 34.1 cents in 2022, which that's the highest in the series. And I think a lot of that, I don't, I guess, have real hard data on this, but I have to think that labor prices are driving that. It's part of what drove the increase in dinner rolls that we saw in the American Farm Bureau Thanksgiving dinner cost survey. Dinner rolls increased from, you know, $3.73 on average in 2022 to $3.84 for a 12-pack in 2023. Minor increase, but given that wheat prices actually came down, the thought is that that difference was made up by labor costs, which have risen and continue to rise here in the United States.
Sure. Well, and as we get further and further from the COVID issues that we saw a few years back, the supply chain issues were really, really affected. And I'd like to think that we're getting a little bit closer to whatever normal would be again, too. And those issues are behind us.
Absolutely. Something to keep in mind is that, you know, as folks go to the grocery store, food prices have raised 25% since January of 2020. The good news is, like you said, things are sort of getting back to normal on the supply chain side of things. And year-over-year inflation has slowed down, you know, to, I think, 2.2% on the food side of things. So that's an important development, as you said, related to the fact that supply chains are getting back to normal. Something else to think about in terms of ag supply chains right now is that the expanded survey that American Farm Bureau does, they add a couple food items, you know, just kind of round out the Thanksgiving meal, perhaps modernize it a little bit. They added a boneless ham, russet potatoes, and green beans. The boneless ham, until last year, was actually a bone-in ham, but we've been sending a lot of our bone-in hams to Mexico. Mexico is a huge buyer of our pork that is exported, and they're on track for a record year of U.S. purchases here in 2023. Through August, they'd already bought $1.4 billion of U.S. pork. And so the big driver of that is that taking a ham from being bone-in to boneless requires labor. And with a tight labor market in the United States, it has become attractive to export the bone-in hams and then allow folks on the Mexican side of the border to, you know, apply the labor to remove the bone. So you see some of those, I'd say, lingering supply chain or labor market issues still showing up, you know, in that 25% increase in food prices since January of 2020, but also just in what's available. Like I said, they had to switch from bone-in hams to boneless hams for this survey because folks were just struggling to find bone-in hams at their local grocery store.
Sure. Sure. It's all taught us that we think of everything as being pretty much a well-oiled machine. We've been doing this for a long time, but it just takes one little wrench to really throw it into a tizzy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it takes a lot longer to get things back operating the way it should than it does to mess things up. I guess any farmer knows that, right? They hit a rock with their piece of, you know, field implement, and you know they might be out of commission for who knows how long.
Absolutely, you betcha. Well, very good. Well, we don't want to fret about all these things, but it's good to know, and it's good to be prepared before we head out to the grocery store to pick up a lot of these items here for the coming holiday celebration. We just want to sit back and smell the good smells and enjoy the good food.
Exactly. Spend time with family, and we have a lot to be thankful for this year.
Absolutely. Iowa Farm Bureau economist Dr. Christopher Pudens, he's a Carroll County native, by the way, just up the road, joining us here this morning and sharing with us about the Iowa Farm Bureau's annual Thanksgiving dinner survey. Christopher, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. You too, Jim. Have a great Thanksgiving.